This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, July 27th of 2025, 6:30 in the p.m., 6:20 actually in the p.m. This is webisode 818.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here,
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2025?
Is it really?
I can't.
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
Whew, Shaman over here. Man, my throat.
Well,
last second,
we'll see how much we get into the show and how much we actually have in the show.
Yeah.
Because we've been sitting here talking for like the last 2 hours.
Yep.
And, oh, well, I guess we should do a show. So yeah. I don't know how much show material. There's some show material we probably should have saved the show, but we talked about anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going to skip that part. I mean, hot ones, we pretty much put a pin in that discussion.
Yeah.
So, and talk shows and everything else. So really, we're going to, you're getting the meat.
There you go.
The appetizers have came and gone. We've all, you know, actually, we've already had the main course.
What?
We've had the main course.
What?
We're getting the best part of the meal. We're getting the dessert. The parts you look forward to.
Yeah, I agree.
We're going to get to the stuff that you really, like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is the meat of it, but really, you want the dessert, the stuff we all enjoy.
True.
None of the stuff we're going to debate. Oh, how was your chicken? Oh, it's good. How was your chicken? Oh, it's cooked better. You know, we're not getting any of that shit. We're getting right to the dessert.
There you go.
Which, there's no such thing as bad dessert.
Cheesecake. That's true. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. You got to give me a bad dessert.
I've had bad cheesecake before.
All right.
And anytime I have to deal with it.
Okay, well, hang on. What made it bad cheesecake?
The graham cracker crust. I hate graham cracker crust.
Oh, fuck off.
I hate graham cracker crust.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. You know what? That is better than no cheesecake at all.
No, it ain't, because then you got to scrape it off the fucking graham cracker crust.
No. See, graham cracker. No, you. What the fuck is wrong? How can you have cheesecake?
Because when you.
And not have graham cracker crust.
Because it's.
That's the part of it. That's like you get the strawberry, and you get the cheesecake, and you get the graham cracker. What the fuck?
It's texturally fucked for me.
All right, what would you prefer?
I'd prefer a nice flaky pastry pie.
That's a pie. That's a pie.
No, it can be. Pie. Well, cheesecake is a pie. Cheesecake is a pie.
Yeah. For me, you know, if it's not graham cracker, I do love a good graham cracker crust.
I do. I know. Don't get me wrong. I love graham crackers. Yeah. Graham crackers are delicious, and I can sit around and eat a box.
So did the graham cracker crust make the cheesecake unedible?
It didn't make it unedible. It just meant that I had to go to the.
You don't have to. Yeah, you just have to.
I had to go to the extra effort of scraping it off.
See, and that means it was so good you had to go through the effort.
No, that means I had to work for my dessert.
No. Hey, but if it was shitty, you wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, what if I'm a pig? I would have done it anyway.
No. If you didn't enjoy the cheesecake. If the cheesecake wasn't good, you would not go through the extra trouble.
My wife will
to avoid.
My wife will attest what I am about to tell you now.
Well, hey, that's fine.
Which is no.
Guess what?
Even if it was bad, I would have eaten it because it drives me nuts to throw away food. We have actually gone out to restaurants. I have ordered something as an experiment, gotten it, tasted it, went, oh, this is not good.
You're the guy that believes in kids in Africa are starving.
It's not that I believe there's in Africa starving. I just look at everything, not everything, because that would be a fallacy. I don't look at everything, but I look at certain things in life. In a monetary fashion, like
I get you. You don't want to waste anything.
No, exactly.
I can get that.
Yeah,
I can get that.
If I got a choice,
Let's go back to the original question. Was it bad? Have you ever had a? I mean, okay, you cannot like maybe the presentation, or maybe an ingredient.
I've definitely had bad cheesecake. Yes.
Well, what made it bad? Other than the graham cracker crust?
Just the fact that it was crappy made. I mean, I've had bad tasting cheesecake where I went, I don't know what's in this, but it's got a wang to it that just ain't right. No,
everybody knows you want to put wang in your mouth.
There you go. Nobody wants wang in their fucking pie.
All right, then, that's homophobe, man. You can't say that.
Actually, wang in I don't know. Yeah.
No, that's you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't mean the other.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Oh yeah, my girl's wang.
There you go.
Like, that just doesn't work. They're like, what the fuck? Your girl has a wang?
Yeah. There you go. I'm sorry.
You can't say that. See, I can't say that either because that's also some kind of phobic. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't say that. How dare you judge?
That's transphobic.
Oh, there's so many phobics.
More than you can even imagine.
We're phobia crazy. If I was ever inclined to run for politics, somebody would save this.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh, he said this at one point. Okay.
Barb and me get into it. Not get into it, but I get yelled at by her more often than not because I make comments about certain things in life. Like I don't want to go into it, but. Yeah. But like the whole name,
there's things.
Yeah, there are things that I go.
There's things that 20 years from now you and I are going to be right. Everybody else will be wrong.
Exactly.
What were we thinking?
Yeah, there you go.
When we were going down that road.
Yes.
We should have listened to the Shaman and Charlie. Yeah. And just moved that shit to the side. They knew better.
Yep.
They knew this was stupid.
They knew it was all just silly.
It was all just silly. We're letting important shit slide through the cracks to worry about this.
Exactly. I mean, come on.
I get you because there's some people that say, this is important. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not important at all.
Not a bit.
But somebody's feelings may hurt. I don't care. My feelings are hurt that we're actually spending time talking about this.
Nice.
But back to we are at the dessert. We are at the perfectly constructed cheesecake that does not have a graham cracker crust.
Yes.
Maybe. How about an Oreo crust?
Fuck that. I love Oreos. Don't get me wrong. But I am not a cookies and cream kind of guy. Cookies and cream kind of irritates me because I'm like, if I want an Oreo, I'll eat an Oreo. Dude, again, we travel. It's funny because it's taken my wife 30 years.
Dessert eater.
I know. I'm very aware of how things touch and taste texturally, and there are some things I can't eat.
Green beans, I can't do. But Oreo cookie, fuck yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, see, I love Oreo cookies, but
Oreo cookie crust, that's the shit.
You crumble that shit up, and I go, and I just lost interest in the cookie. You've ruined it. You've broken it up. I don't want to eat it now. Don't put it in my ice cream. Don't put it in my pie.
Oh, you don't even. Oh, no.
No, fuck cookies and cream ice cream. You know what? I will eat cookies and cream ice cream if it is the only ice cream around.
I'm like, I must hate it every time I eat it.
But I don't exactly.
Cookies and cream.
You
fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
Putting fucking Oreos.
I'm just.
Hang on. What would you do? Oreo cookies, not in it. But an Oreo cookie by itself and vanilla ice cream.
I like Oreo cookie bites.
No, just an Oreo cookie. It's a plain old Oreo cookie.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in the ice cream, but it's like you got cookies and ice cream. Like growing up, I used to have Chips Ahoy. I'd get like a bowl of ice cream and like three Chips Ahoy cookies. Now I would like scoop
that makes ice sense. cream. That makes sense.
And,
Oreos,
but I also
doesn't.
Did with Oreo cookies.
No.
And did it. Oh, yeah.
No, Oreos doesn't make sense. That's like gross. That's gross.
What, Nutter
Chocolate
Butters?
Chip cookies? Yes.
What, Nutter Butters?
God, that one's so on the border. I don't know. I'd lean towards no. And trust me, this
no,
is coming
see,
from
a
man
sandwich.
Who loves Nutter Butters.
That's a cookie sandwich.
Yeah,
okay,
kind of.
All right. No, Nutter Butters and chocolate ice cream.
No.
Peanut butter and chocolate?
Again, texturally.
What the fuck is
I
wrong
am not.
No, I'm not saying it's in the ice cream. I'm saying you got a Nutter Butter cookie. You got a bowl of chocolate ice cream.
No.
You can take it and you guys and treat the Nutter Butter like it's a fucking spoon.
I don't like chocolate ice cream.
Or. Oh, fucking Christ.
I don't like chocolate ice cream.
What kind of communist are you?
You know what my favorite kind of ice cream is?
Strawberry. Or that pink shit in the Neapolitan.
Nope. Either French vanilla or vanilla bean.
Yeah, how many pounds it?
That is my
favorite.
Hey,
yes. The French vanilla or French vanilla bean.
Fuck yeah. French vanilla is very
creamy. You peasants with your vanilla ice cream.
I love
vanilla. Goodness.
Vanilla. Or.
I'd picture you being like there's the box of Neapolitan. And you got the cheese.
I'd pick out the strawberry
vanilla,
and the vanilla. Yeah.
You got the strawberry, and you got the chocolate. And there'd like be a big empty center where the shaman just grabbed all the strawberry out.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Why is it empty? See, personally, I'd be like, perfect. You're awesome. Because I did not like the strawberry ice cream. They sent me strawberry ice cream in the middle of it. Now, okay, what about peanut butter cups and ice cream?
No. I love peanut butter cups, and I love ice cream by themselves.
You do not like anything mixed with your ice cream.
I like sprinkles.
Brownies.
I like cookies.
Like brownie chunks.
Sometimes brownie chunks in vanilla ice cream can
chocolate
be
chip
good.
Cookie dough.
No. That is vile. I have never understood the concept of eating chocolate chip cookie dough.
Did you ever lick the bowl?
What?
Did mom ever lick you when she's making cookies?
Lick the bowl.
Yeah.
She let me lick the beaters. She'd use that electric beater.
But still, there was stuff left in the bowl.
Ooh. Yeah, but I'm just really picky about flavors, man. I'm really picky about flavors.
I'm picky about flavors when it comes like vegetables and certain sauces and things like that. When it comes to dessert, there's not a dessert I will fucking turn away.
There aren't many. I'll eat most desserts. What was it called?
What did they call it? What's the name of the restaurant in Louisville? Mama's Barbecue and Pickles or something like that. Mama's Barbecue and something.
Yeah.
And they called it Pregnato. And it was a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
A honey drizzle.
Ooh.
And a fried pickle.
That's gross.
Oh, I thought so too until I tried it. And it was like, oh my God.
I don't know.
Fried pickles, I was like, no, I'm not a big pickle fan at all. But with the honey on it, I'll believe this.
I don't know if I could bring myself to do it. I don't know if I could.
Yeah, it was actually delicious. It was just a small little, but it wasn't like it was covered, but it was like one little fried pickle.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I also say fried food. There's very little fried things you can fry that I won't eat.
To a degree, I agree. I love fried food in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredibly bad for you, but I love it.
Oh, yeah. Incredibly. It has made me swollen all this weekend. I had to take a water filled day.
Nice.
Because I had a friend from out of town. A place we went. There's fried food.
Yep.
All right. I noticed it when I took a picture yesterday. I was like, ooh, face is getting all swollen now.
I'm puffy.
Water pill. I'm a little puffy.
I need to get this.
A picture I took with the praying mantis on my shoulder.
Oh. Did I see that?
You saw. I think so. Because I said, I'm sorry, praying mantis. I am married. I don't need somebody else biting my head off.
Yes, I did see that. Yes, I saw that.
That was my comment.
That was good. That was
so
good.
Even Terry's like, that's pretty good.
That's a good one.
So, all right. So we are at whatever dessert is your pleasure. Ice cream sandwich.
I love ice cream sandwiches.
Okay, we're at the ice cream sandwich of the show. The part you've all been waiting for.
Movies.
The movies that came out this week, and there's been two big ones.
Yes.
Well, one big one, one big streaming movie, and then we will discuss the movie you didn't discuss. Did we do a show last week?
No.
No, okay.
Wait, yeah,
we're waiting for this week.
Yeah,
okay.
We did. Yeah,
we didn't. But we didn't get to talk about Superman. Because I had not seen it yet.
No, you had not.
We were moving it till this week because I had not seen it yet. We did not really talk about it.
I
said,
saw, but you didn't.
I had not seen it. And you said there was one thing that changes everything. It's going to piss you off. And yes, it did.
I knew it would.
It pissed me off just because it didn't piss me off so much. It was like, really?
Sloppy.
Come on, James Gunn. What the fuck?
Sloppy.
You know, and then you left it in to be factual.
Yeah.
Not altered. Not that you left it in to be factual.
So that's the.
By now, it's 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
2 weeks in. Most of you probably have seen the movie. I enjoyed the movie. Didn't think it was barn burner.
It's all right. Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, again, I think it was better than the Nolan stuff.
Yeah.
Not as good as the original movie.
Wait a minute.
Chris Reeve.
You thought it was better than the Nolan stuff?
No, not Nolan.
Oh, God. Snyder.
No, not Nolan Batman. Snyder.
Okay.
I thought, yeah.
I was
sorry,
going, whatever. Oh, my God, what?
stuff we'll never see again. Nolan and Snyder.
Right, right.
We'll never see another Chris Nolan Batman or Chris Nolan Superman or anything else.
Right.
We'll never see a Zack Snyder anything.
No.
I thought it was better than the Zack Snyder Superman. Honestly, I thought it was better than the Brandon Routh. I thought Brandon Routh was just a mess. It's like you're trying to pick up a story that's already gone. Most people don't know, and you didn't tie it together very well.
Yeah, exactly. That was my main complaint with Routh. My other complaint was...
I thought he was a really good Superman, but I just thought, it's not playing.
Not
it's,
gelling.
It's not working.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, my problem was the super kid at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out that Lois had a baby and...
Oh, yeah. Was it does he have powers like
baby.
I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As he picks up or pushes the piano or whatever it was he did that
made
Lex go, oh, my God.
I got super baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill... I still
was
think
a good Superman. I thought it was a good Superman.
He was a
I thought he could have been a better Superman under the right director.
Right, I
that
agree.
Actually liked,
I agree.
That actually liked Superman.
I think Gunn made a mistake.
I think Snyder was a Superman director who did not like Superman.
I think I would have to agree.
You know, yeah. I mean, because evidently he was going to put Crypto in the movie.
Yep.
As a dead dog
and kill him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Kill him.
Oh, that's a show. Because Paul Kent killed it because it was rabbit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, it's like killing Robin. Yeah, Snyder directed superhero movies, and he didn't like superhero movies.
No.
Yeah, there's the whole
the
problem
one,
right there.
The one Superman movie that, or excuse me, the one superhero movie he did that hit all the right notes and came out almost perfect.
Watchmen.
What was the deconstruction of superheroes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is basically what he does with all his superhero movies.
Yeah.
He's deconstructing the mythos and not in a good way.
And James Gunn's problem is he likes too many side heroes.
Yeah. He's too much of a fanboy.
He's like, oh, I love Superman, but you know what I like even more? Guy Gardner.
Yeah, exactly. The Weasel, you know.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You know,
Polka Dot Man.
Yeah, exactly.
You
Polka
know,
Dot Man.
Again, hey, thank goodness, Peacemaker. I enjoy the series and everything else. But guess what? Not a main fucking character.
Not a main character, but he's becoming.
Shouldn't
even
be
one.
A main character. Well, yeah, but
thank
okay.
God.
By whose fault?
That was good.
Are we? Yeah, exactly. He's doing it, but it's like okay, oh, because he's.
Peacemaker, you got right.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
But he's like a main character.
Character. He was a second stringer, but now he's coming to the forefront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like okay, and that's the problem I've got with DC. Blue Beetle. What the fuck?
Yeah. What's a
really?
Blue Beetle? Yeah.
You know.
That was just.
In the Green Arrow has yet to hit the big fucking screen.
Right.
What the fuck? Why not? You got Blue Beetle. You got, I mean, you had a the Arrow TV series, which I'll give you was really good the first several seasons. Then they kind of ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
That, and also, I think you suffer from, and I hate to say it this way because I don't want to look badly, but the Hollywood woke mob of we got to make sure all these people are represented. And that Flash became the same way, too.
Yeah.
It's like all those series became like, oh, we have to make sure we represent all these people. And it's like, instead of telling stories, we got more interested in making sure we appease the right demographics.
Right, right.
And that's where I think that they went downhill.
Yeah.
You know.
I think so.
But I thought the Superman did it. I think they had Superman right.
Yeah.
I think they actually got his demeanor right. Even though I was a little suspicious of the scene where they're at his apartment, yeah. And I guess it's his apartment, and they're battling the whatever it was. The Justice Gang was battling whatever was.
Yeah.
And he was busy looking for his dog.
That was funny.
While the Justice, oh, they got this.
Yeah, that was funny.
You know, super. I just don't see Superman ever saying that.
Alexa, shut the fuck up.
Somebody clip that. You need to clip that. That's the new ending of the show. After Galactus. Alexa, shut the fuck up. That has to be the ending of the fucking show.
All right, I'll have to cut that audio.
That's fucking hilarious.
Fucking Alexa. She just started spouting some bullshit. I don't even know what she was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Something, I don't know. Fuck.
But she's probably right on with that whole shit. Zack Snyder not like the superheroes.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez. He's a douche. But no, I mean, it's kind of that's one about, you know, he would have trouble. I'm not, you know, completely versed on these Superman chronology or mythos.
Yeah.
That I would know what Superman would or wouldn't do, but I have trouble thinking, oh, they're bad. They got it.
Yeah.
I have trouble believing that he would actually say that.
Yes, I agree.
While he's looking for his dog, which by the way, I mean, I applaud him for the dog thing.
Yeah.
You know, and going looking for the dog, which, you know, by the way, stole the movie.
To a degree, yes. To a degree.
I mean, the cuteness level and the ability level.
Yeah.
Ultraman in the comics.
Yeah.
Was he there?
Ultraman in the comics was a character from Earth 2. He was a member of the leader of the Crime Syndicate, which was basically an evil version of the Justice League.
Yeah.
They were the only superheroes on their planet. They went through and killed all the villains and killed all the superheroes. So basically they were the only ones left and they were ruling the entire planet.
Yeah,
and
there's
a crossover with the regular DC universe and everything else. But the original
was
character,
he a clone?
No. No.
Is there a piece of canon where Ultraman was a clone?
To my knowledge, no. Not
See,
that I'm aware
that, of. That was the first problem I had.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was actually the main problem I had.
Yeah.
He cloned Superman and he's this guy. He's completely stupid.
Yeah.
You know. And the whole scenes felt like the scenes from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Where the, whatever, the golden people.
Yeah.
They were fighting the Guardians of the Galaxy, but the ships didn't have any people on them.
Yeah.
It was the other guys back in the back. They were, like, playing video games.
Yes.
That's what the whole scene felt like to me.
Okay, I could see that.
Like, oh, yeah, we got this. Yeah, they were high-fiving and shit because they made the right moves. Like, they're all playing video games. My Ultraman and Superman are fighting.
Okay, we have to pause because I'm about to piss myself.
Okay.
It suddenly hit. Okay, thank God.
Okay. So
much better.
But, no, back to the Superman review. I mean, I thought it was good. It was too comic booky, maybe?
It was too what?
Too comic booky. And by comic booky, I mean, I'm talking like, okay, it felt like a 70s comic, not a modern day comic.
Kind of. I could kind of see that.
Like, it would be a super cheesy comic.
Yeah, I could see that.
Where you've got, you know, all these different, you know, the Justice Gang in there.
Yeah.
And that may be me. Hang on a second here. I'll pull my phone out so I can see what the fuck's going on. It's my Schwartz pocket. And it may have a... Yep, it does. All right.
Oh, shit. Okay,
sorry about that. Yeah. I accidentally hung up on you because evidently my phone went to keypad and I hit a few numbers. So you may have heard that during the show.
There you go.
But it felt like, you know, there's the Justice Gang and Guy Gardner and Hawk Girl and Mr. Terrific. And
felt kind of 70s Super Friends-ish.
Yeah. Well, not just that. It's just like, okay, hey, we're like cool stuff. We're not bros. It's kind of like, when she went and asked her, he's your friend, aren't you going to help him? I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. It just felt out of place in a Superman movie.
It was, for me, it was too introductory. It wasn't a Superman movie. It was a, here's a bunch of characters we're going to throw at you. We're going to tell you right now, they're all going to be important in other movies that are coming down the line. That may or may not ever get made. Yeah. But in the meantime, here's a small Superman story while we work in all these other characters.
Yeah.
And all these other
the only character that worked that I thought, okay, you could have lost Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
And Hawkgirl.
Mr. Terrific was good.
Was good. Played good. He actually helped and did the right thing.
Did the shit. Yeah, did the shit.
Where Guy Gardner and Hawk Girl kind of like, not our deal.
Guy's the comic relief.
Yeah, he is, but it's kind of like, okay, doesn't the government want him? And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Why do you fucking care?
Yeah.
You know, and Lex, you know, I thought there was a good basis there. A good base.
They played him as a Betty villain.
Yeah. Like, I'm smart, you all. Don't you know how smart I am?
Yeah, it's just...
He can't have this. He's from another planet, which there's been versions of Lex that did that.
Yeah.
And again, I have no problem with that. I think it was more just the sense of how they did it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he was just, was a smarmy. I'm so much smarter than my else. And here's Barry. How I got this.
Yeah.
I have cloned Superman and I've built up this entire business and I'm just an asshole.
Yeah, I just didn't like the way Holt played Lex. And that's nothing on Holt, it's on the writing, as far as I'm concerned. It's not Holt, it's the writing. The way that character was written, I'm not in agreement with and I'm not cool with. I don't like the way they pulled it off. Yeah.
No.
But again, it was an enjoyable movie. I mean
I also didn't like the way they played Clark's parents.
Oh, I agree very much.
Hey, well, Clark, you're a super guy. Right. Can you get me up?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that about?
Yeah, I agree. There's
instead of Mom and Pa Kent being simple people who taught him right from wrong and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, Clark, Ma don't like the TV.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I still see.
And they're sitting there screaming at the phone. Hey, Clark, can you hear us?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, phone's been around how long?
Yeah. It's I'm not a big fan of the way that Ma and Pa Kent. To me,
they were portrayed, I thought, you know, poorly.
The best Ma and Pa Kent will always be, what's his name? Henry, what's his name? Glenn Ford.
Yeah, Glenn Ford, yeah.
It will always be Glenn Ford and that woman, whoever it was. I can't remember now. But, yeah, they will always be the perfect Ma and Pa Kent.
Bo Duke and Redhead weren't bad.
They weren't bad.
But John Schneider and who was the
Annette O'Toole.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But they weren't bad.
No, they were bad. They weren't bad.
As far as like, now son, here's what we gotta do. I mean, again, simple people that there's right and wrong. We teach you this.
There you go.
I mean, it seemed like really they were played more for almost comic relief.
Yeah, I mean, just it was the whole scene was just
he has that one moment where he's like, you know, it's about your actions, not what they tell you to be.
Right.
Genuine moment, really good moment.
Yeah.
But you know, Hey, come on in, boys. I got possum on the stove. Might have came in next.
I think I might or might not have made the joke to you, but that whole moment with Clark and his father, I was just...
Hey, you like flannel? I like
flannel. Yeah, you like flannel? I like flannel, too. We're flannel buddies. It was just... It was straight out of fucking Zack Snyder's Superman versus Batman. Mm-hmm. It was a dupe of that scene. I was just like, Gunn, you had to have seen the similarities.
It felt like no comic I've ever read.
No. Yeah, no. It did feel very much... I don't know. I shouldn't say no. I should say it felt like reading an issue of Super Friends in 1974.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. Yeah. It's like a comic in the 70s. Except for the Ma and Pa Kettle part. That right. Shit, or not Ma and Pa Kettle.
Ma and Pa Kettle.
That's what it was, Ma and Pa Kettle. It wasn't Ma and Pa Kettle. It was Ma and Pa Kettle.
Yeah.
I'm going to get around fixing that one of these days.
I agree, yes.
And if anybody knows Ma and Pa Kettle, that was always Pa Kettle's joke.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these days.
One of these days. Yeah, you'll fix that front porch thing. I'll get to it one of these days. You settle down, Ma. But no, that's what it felt like. Ma and Pa Kettle, not Ma and Pa Kettle.
Right.
And that was never in the comics.
No.
You know, they were always like the people portrayed as rubes, but were smarter than everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Good way to put it.
Yeah. You know, as they were the ones from Kansas that had the good hometown, you know, no morals.
Yeah.
But did not really appreciate that. Other than that, though, I mean, it was enjoyable. It was a fun watch. Didn't walk away from it going, oh, God, fuck this bullshit.
Right. I was okay with it, you know.
Again, six and a half out of ten.
I'd give it the same, six to six and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we go to...
The Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four. Dun, 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 dun. I like the memes that came out. About how they were elitists. How the elitists aren't choosing this destiny for Earth.
What?
Oh, you've not seen these?
No.
They're done jokingly.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four elitists putting their own needs above the rest of the planet.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, come on. I mean, again, they're jokes. It's jokes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, okay, you do have a point.
That's funny.
But at the same time, I thought that was an excellently done comic book movie.
Yes, I would agree.
I will not give it 10 out of 10.
No.
7.5, 8 out of 10, okay.
I give it 7.5.
But it felt like a comic book.
It did. It felt like a comic book, and it felt like an FF comic book. Now,
yeah, it felt like, here's this big thing, here it comes. There's very little I can point at and go, you know, I mean, they did not play Johnny up as a big dumb guy.
Right.
Which I like that, because Johnny wasn't a dumb guy in the comics.
No.
Chris Evans played him as a big dumb guy.
Yes.
Dumb guy after chicks.
But again, that was just one version of the Torch. Yeah. And I was okay with Evans' version. I was okay with it, you know.
I mean, again.
I was going to say the cast.
You still have a close place for that version.
I still think the first two FF movies were really good. I don't think they were great by any stretch. But I think they were still very good.
The weak point of the first two,
yeah,
was Jessica Alba.
You think?
Yeah.
Huh. See, I was okay.
I don't think she was a great Sue Storm.
See, I was okay with her as Sue Storm.
I like the new Sue Storm.
She works. Yeah, Vanessa Kirby, she works.
But also because she doesn't show how powerful she actually is.
Right.
Until she, because you don't really know.
Right.
Until she gets fucking pissed.
Exactly.
And then, whoa, look out.
Yeah. There you go.
And that whole scene, when she starts losing it.
Yep.
And the rest of them all come together.
Yeah.
That was the part of the family that missed, I think, in the first ones.
Okay. I could kind of see that.
You get that? It's like, okay, Sue's like trying to save her baby. We got to do this. She's doing everything she can. We got to fucking help. And I thought that showed the family part, I think, that was missing in earlier incarnations.
Right.
Yeah.
Could be.
So, I mean, I thought the relationship between all the characters worked pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. They did.
Better in the movie than they did in the trailers.
Yes. I'll agree.
You know, I thought Johnny played way better in the movie than he did in the trailers.
Yeah. Agreed.
And I thought Thing played very well in the movies versus the trailers.
I had no problem with Thing. Barb, on the other hand, Barb was like, "What? Thing,
how could you have
sucks.
A problem with that?"
I don't know. I don't know. She just
I mean,
thought
he looked
sucked.
Accurate.
I thought so. I thought I mean, it looked really good.
Honestly, I thought the CG on that was some of the best CG that's been done.
Yep. Yep. You know? Now there were some scenes like I'm trying to think. Some of the scenes with the Fantastic Car. That was one that I caught. Now on the other hand, I was watching
there were a couple things where it looked a little hokey and looked like a
Right.
But I also took that it was like a toy car.
Kinda. Yeah.
That kinda came crashing down.
Right.
And slid around versus an actual Fantastic Car.
Okay. Yeah.
It almost felt like it was intentionally left clunky.
Right.
To signify that we're still in the 50s or 60s.
Okay. I could see that. Yeah, maybe.
Like I said, on the really good print, it showed, but, oh, we got this car that can fly, but it doesn't have the best brakes yet.
Okay.
You know.
I could accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could accept that. That works. Trying to think. I do like how they're gonna put the whole Franklin thing. I have a feeling he's gonna be a linchpin for the upcoming Doomsday and Secret Wars.
Yes, and I have to freely admit I'm not all that caught up on how much Franklin plays into the Marvel Universe.
He's big nowadays. Him and Valeria both. I think Valeria's twin.
Valeria's the daughter.
Yeah, Valeria's the daughter.
But Valeria's also and Valeria's also older.
See, in Secret Wars, they were both young. Like.
Yeah, but Valeria was older, though.
13, 15.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Okay. If I remember right, they were like 13 to 15. But I'm curious if they're going to bring in the female character, Valeria, because she ties into Doom. And her name, as a matter of fact, she is named by Dune in the comics. He gives her name Valeria, and I can't remember why, but it's some deal he strikes with Reed. Some deal he strikes with Sue and Reed.
See, this is the whole thing that is going to be very hard to play out.
Yeah.
The relationship between the FF and Dune.
Yeah.
Because it's not good guy, bad guy so much.
Right.
I mean, he has his country.
Latvia.
I mean, it's almost kind of like if Wakanda hadn't joined everybody else.
Right.
That very wants to stay over here. Again, modern day Doom, I don't understand how they're going to. Again, we'll see how they do it. Again, it's like, how do you build up the story of he knows Reed?
Right.
Well, supposedly, we don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know. They may not do that in the movies. I mean, they may have.
Only
no
thing
relation.
We saw, only reference we had was the UN scene.
Yeah.
Where they pass and there's nobody there.
Okay.
They pass Pat Latveria.
Yeah.
He's not there. And then the final scene.
Yeah.
With there's Franklin there and who he, you know, is Doom.
Yeah.
We see the mask, we see the arm, that's all we see.
Yeah. See, I didn't even get to see the mask in the footage I saw because somebody...
Yeah, he's holding the mask.
He's holding the mask?
Yep. No. He's holding the mask down like he's talking to Franklin without the mask on.
Okay. Yeah. See, I didn't know... Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
In the written out descript I saw... That wasn't the way that it pushed it forward.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Spoilers if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Too late.
That's the mid-credit scene.
Yeah, that's mid-credit, right?
Yeah.
And then the end one is just them looking at the building, right?
No. End-credit scene is the animated opening of the Fantastic Four cartoon.
Oh, I knew that. Wait, I read that. Okay.
With the updated looking, you know, I go back and look at the original Fantastic Four cartoon.
Right.
Because some of it was very familiar. And I've got to look and see if it was, you know, they took the original and then just, you know, tweaked it to have, you know, Pedro Pascal.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Looking up that.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
We got to the end. People like just hush and like, that's it? That's bullshit. Everybody start laughing. What? How the hell did the ship get in the Thunderbolts? Come on, man. And people start laughing.
Oh, Jesus. That's good.
Because it was always like an awkward silence of, that's it? That's bullshit.
That's all? Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I say the people in front of us were like started laughing. That was bullshit. This is what we stuck around for?
Yeah, exactly.
Cartoon show.
I could have been gone by
bullshit.
Now.
Oh yeah, I could have left.
Could have been peeing.
That made me like, I need to take a shit, and this is what I wait around for. Damn. That'd be hilarious.
That would have.
I'm in Eagles here again, just so I can stick around and do that. That's it. I had been pinching a log for like 10 minutes, and this is all I gotta fucking see. This bullshit.
I got a turd the size of a goddamn fireplace log.
I got a turtle head poking out, and this is what you fucking give me.
Oh shit.
But overall, though, I enjoyed the movie. Galactus. I thought they did a really good job.
Galactus was great.
No, Brent, my buddy, came into town, went and saw with me. He was hoping Galactus. They were had that image of Galactus being bigger than the planet and holding the planet. I'm like, that's no. Can't stop.
Yeah, no.
To best of my knowledge, Galactus isn't that big. Is he? Can Galactus control how big he becomes?
Yes, Galactus can control it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know if he can get big enough to hold a planet in his hands. I don't know. I would have
but
to.
He
go,
would need a ship.
Yeah, I was gonna say I would have to go.
He would need. He just pop it. He could like do like an everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is, and here's the part. This is why I need to watch it again. I kept watching for how will they pull this into the main universe,
right?
Thinking, oh, okay, they're going to move the planet.
That's
now.
Yeah.
You probably were like me, knowing what we know about how Secret Wars happens. Is that Reed sets off this whole thing when he moves the Earth.
Right.
And sets off all the Earths coming together.
Yes.
Did not happen.
No.
Then you're thinking, okay, well, maybe he moves it to this. You know, maybe they fall through the portal and they wind up in this.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Were you like that too? Going, okay, will this lead them into this universe?
Yeah, yes.
Kind of kept waiting for it.
Yeah, kind of kept waiting, yeah.
I think kind of soured the end of the movie. That's why I want to watch it again, because I'm like, okay, now that I watch it without that, you know, pre-notion that's going to happen,
right?
Will I enjoy the movie more?
True, could be.
It's kind of like you go in with, you know, like the first time I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, very first one.
Yeah.
I went with such high expectations.
Yeah.
I didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now, upon second viewing, I enjoyed it because the expectations were gone.
Yeah, there you go.
I could look at it for what it was.
See, I had no expectations. Same thing with this one. For Guardians.
Well, but thing is, you saw it first. I didn't see it for like a good month.
No, that is true. That is
after
true.
It came out.
Yeah.
And everybody was raving about it. I'm like, okay, well, let's go check it. I'm like, all right, what? Yeah. This isn't Star Wars. Because I saw the review. Oh, this is the new Star Wars. I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
No, it ain't even close.
Yeah.
But knowing what I know now, that this does not lead to anything, I should not be looking for anything.
Yeah.
You know, let's see how good the movie plays.
Right. Well, who knows? They may have dead-ended these characters after the Avengers 5 and 6. They may retire them for a few years.
Well, have we talked about this yet? That Feige has said that Secret Wars is a reboot?
Well, you didn't say reboot.
It's a reset.
I was going to say reset, yeah. If you call it a reboot, you'd probably have to say hard reboot.
Yeah.
Because you're going to
It's doing what comics do.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Which, hey, you know what? I am all for.
Oh, I'm totally cool with it.
Using these massive events to reset everything, I'm perfectly fine with. And if you want to put a new Tony Stark in, I mean, it would be very interesting. They took Spider-Man, did what they did after Secret Wars, where he was like the new Tony Stark. He was like in charge of this tech company, and had all the different Spider-Mans in there. And that was also because Spider-Man was also Peter Parker's bodyguard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. See, they played that whole angle up. I mean, that would be really, really cool.
Yes, that would be.
Especially now that nobody knows who Spider-Man is.
Who Spider-Man is, yeah.
Really? And Peter Parker becomes this big tech billionaire. That would be really a cool storyline.
That'd be a cool angle, yeah.
And you bring Miles Morales in because he comes in for another universe.
Yeah, I could dig that.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah. And Mary Jane goes working for Tony Stark.
Because she's a hoe.
Because it's funny as shit. The way the whole thing works out. But you know, again, it's all comics. But I thought if you hold them up next to each other and go, which is the best comic movie? Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, which was the best overall movie? Fantastic Four.
I agree. Totally agree.
It felt big. That's one thing I told you. I said, Superman just didn't feel big.
No.
It felt, eh. It didn't feel like, oh, that if Superman doesn't, I mean, even though they've got the pocket universe destroying this, it never felt like
there was any real threat. Yeah.
Like, oh, we're not going
to. Yeah.
You know, here it is.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it just. There was nothing. How would you phrase that? It's there's nothing to gamble or
there was never any
threat,
life or death consequence.
Yeah, there was never any real threat. You knew what was going to happen. Yeah. Superman get threatened. He'd have weakened powers. He'd come back. He'd beat Lex and be king.
Yeah.
It's not really hard to figure out.
Yeah,
how it's going to go.
The whole best twist of that fucking movie was Lex's girlfriend.
Yeah, Miss Teschmacher.
That was the best twist, where she's taking selfies all the time, like, oh God, look at this. And then she's taking pictures of everything behind her.
Yep.
That was genius. That's fucking smart.
Yeah, that was good.
That was the best thing. So I hear all this, and then it takes a minute. Oh, that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
What was her name?
Again,
Eve?
And Eve. I liked Lois.
She was okay.
I could buy her.
She was all right.
I could buy their relationship.
Yeah.
I thought they worked as a couple.
They did, yeah. That they worked, yeah.
Like I say, I mean, you know, what's his face? Oh, from Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
They played the sports guy.
Oh, Beck Bennett.
Yeah, Beck Bennett, I thought was hilarious.
He was good. He was good.
Yeah, that was a nice little comedic act addition to it.
I liked seeing the guy, the kid from Righteous Gemstones pop up as Jimmy Olsen.
Yep.
That was cool. I liked that kid. He's a good kid. Good actor.
There was plenty of stuff I liked about it. Overall, it's like it hit all the right ingredients.
But the end result just wasn't what I wanted.
It's like it had it was a cheesecake with a graham cracker crust.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. That's exactly what it was. By God.
That is exactly what it was. As we bring it all back around.
Yep.
To start winding down the show, it was a cheesecake with a graham cracker crust.
It was a goddamn cheesecake. A bad one.
With a graham cracker crust. Again,
bam.
What's a bad cheesecake? It just had a graham cracker crust.
Ruined it.
Just kind of ruined the whole thing.
Ruined it.
So, okay. How much did Fantastic Four make this weekend?
Fantastic Four made $100 million overseas. Looks like $118 is what they're expecting U.S.
That came in lower then. They were expecting $125 at one point.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You must have had a shitty Sunday.
No, I know the numbers were good. Let's see. Superman, Jurassic World.
They were expecting 125.
Well, then I'm sure they hit
120
that.
125. That was like on Saturday morning after Friday night previews.
I'm not seeing.
They were expecting it to hit, you know.
Box Office Mojo. Let's see what they say. Okay, this weekend. Latest dealies.
Blast 218 globally.
Yeah, 118 local. 118 U.S. It was number one with 118.
And 118, but below what Superman came in with.
But they're saying it's a great start. What I've been reading today, excuse me, is that
it's off to a great start. Landing $100 million overseas. The fact that landing $100 million overseas is just... know. Again, though, there is no where Superman is Mr. USA, red, white, and blue.
Right.
You know, Fantastic Four is the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
There was no magic, so China can open it up. It's also Disney too, so they've got some weight to push.
They do.
In other areas of the world.
Yeah. They do.
But see, Superman, but I mean
oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Superman what?
I was going to say Superman number 2 with down to 24 million. This is its third week. Drop of 57 from last week. 57%.
It went 120 something and then down to 60 something now down to, you know.
It's made total gross America US 289 million.
Yeah.
Jurassic World Rebirth has made 300 million U.S. so far.
Shit.
Yeah, 300 million.
The Jurassic World movies, people love dinosaurs.
Yeah, they do. People do love dinosaurs.
Eating people.
Yeah.
Eating people.
I agree.
Hmm.
That they do.
Topic of discussion we had this weekend. Brent, who has a 3-year-old.
Yes.
Who he's let watch some of the Jurassic Park movies.
Okay.
But he's not let him watch Jaws.
Why?
Now, to me, I'm like, Jurassic Park's, the violence there is way worse than Jaws.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Jaws is just scary.
Yeah. But to me, there was more, you know, as far as you're trying to avoid violence.
Yeah.
You know, I thought Jaws, there was way more. So, well, there's not blood. I'm like, bullshit.
I was going to say, Jurassic is much more violent.
Yeah, much more violent. They're ripping shit off, you know.
Yeah, that's you know, Jaws.
He's let him watch everything from up to, like, the last one. That's way more violent than Jaws was.
Yeah.
Jaws was just suspense.
Jaws was only
and a mechanical
rated,
shark.
It was only rated PG.
PG, right?
Yeah. That's funny you would mention that movie, because me and Barb were discussing yesterday. We were talking about movies that you couldn't make today with their rating, and I was like, oh, you know, Jaws. She's like, yeah, well, that was a rated R. I'm like, no, it was rated PG. She didn't believe me, and I had to look it up, and I was like,
yeah.
No, there it is. It was rated PG, man. You know, that's not a gory movie. It's suspenseful and scary, but it's not gory.
Yeah. But it's not like there's blood shooting out. You know, there's not, you know, it's not like the Karo syrup blood shooting out.
Well, you don't get that until the very end with Quint.
Yeah.
You get some
of
that with Quint. You get some of the gore
but
with
just
Quint.
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Not a whole lot.
Which is, evidently, there's a good documentary on Hulu.
Yeah.
Well, Disney Plus is actually, I think it came on National Geographic about the making of Jaws.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're talking about how he was drunk the entire time.
I did know that.
And how, you know, basically Richard Dreyfuss, they had to beg him, you know, to come on. And then he refused. And then it was like, no, you need to go do this. And he came back. Look, put me in there.
Nah.
It's like, all this stuff that in Roy Scheider was a dick, which I can see.
Yeah, I could see that.
But that was, it's a whole that's Emily making of the movie, and it was supposed to be pretty good. So Terry watched it, and her brother. I did not.
Yeah, I might have to dig that up. Shit.
So
let's see.
All right. Anything else we need to go over?
Yeah, I was just real quick. I was going to tell you. Matter of fact, she's upstairs. I'm pretty sure she's upstairs with it right now. So we got to switch to
a cheesecake with graham cracker crust.
No, fuck that. Got to switch to.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, oh, jeez is right. Spent last night on and off getting it to download, getting all my games on and everything else.
Guess what we're back talking about again, kids?
Nintendo.
Animal fucking Crossing.
Fucking Animal Crossing, man. I am revitalized. My interest in my island has been brought back to the forefront. I am revitalized to work on my island and my residents and my villagers. Yeah, I've been working like a bitch for shit the past week. Because I don't remember what it was that triggered. I think it was the release of the Switch 2 that triggered me playing.
It was. And you started getting back in there playing
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I started playing again.
I even got halfway tempted, like, fuck, I don't have time for that shit.
Man, I'm telling you, it's Animal Crossing.
Don't have time. You would make
time. It's not something you need to that you go, well, I'm gonna cut out an hour for this to play this. It's one of those things where, oh, I got 23 minutes. Here, I'll pick this up. I'll go knock rocks on the island and collect some building supplies and maybe take the airport and go to another island, and then I'm done.
No.
You know, I've played for 20 minutes or half an hour. I'm done. I'll come back to it.
How long were you on last night?
Yeah, but I was off and on and rebuilding a new machine.
You're retired and on disability, so you're out.
Yeah.
You don't count.
Yeah. No. It's still, again, doesn't take much time, man. It's just one of those things where
but you it's still like fucking $50, man. Fucking bullshit.
It's what?
So what, $50?
Oh, for Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's $49.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
fucking bullshit.
It's you know, it's not
drop cheap. Drop it down to 20 and I'll talk. Yeah, you know, I might waver.
See, I was
I got golf to play.
See, if I had another copy, I would sell you my cartridge. Because I have it on cartridge, but I want it in downloadable form. I want it in my collection because I have the cart. Now, every time I play it, I have to stick the cart in, so I just leave it in there.
Yeah.
So, which means I can't play my Mario Kart 8 because I'd have to switch them out constantly.
If people want to donate $50, I'll buy the motherfucker.
But... By Charlie Animal Crossing, man, I would give you
and
so much.
I will pack my island full of mercenaries and shit, and we'll be ripping up some fucking islands, man.
Fuck yeah, there you go.
Can you do that in Animal Crossing? Can I load my shit up with this motherfuckers? We'll just take it all down, tear it all down from inside.
No, once you put it up, it stays.
No, I'm just saying. Can I load my with all badass dudes?
Oh like, yeah,
we're hopping in a plane. We're gonna fucking wreck this person's island.
Well, you can't do that. No, you can't wreck somebody's island.
Why not? That'd be awesome.
No, it's you're talking war games. Nobody wants war games.
Well, yeah, a little peaceful world. And they're all, oh, look at us.
You can hit your island residents.
They're all doing the fucking Smurf song. And here comes me. Boom. And Iron Man fucking Black Sabbath comes on. And here I come with all my fucking dudes. We're just like fucking knocking shit down. Like, fuck you, little warhol looking dude. Fuck you, man. We got guns and shit. We're gonna knock your shit down.
There you go.
You know though, that if that was the expansion pack, man, motherfuckers be buying that shit.
Oh fuck yeah! Oh fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
I can get that expansion. Well, we're charging. You can charge $150 for the Animal Crossing Destroyer pack.
Somebody buy him Animal Crossing.
And they're all like coming in like, yeah, fuck you. We're taking over this bullshit. Whip our dicks out. Y'all gonna this suffer. With your little East Lovin growing your gardens and shit.
You can.
Grow your garden. You know. Bring me some fucking turnips, bitch.
Oh, there you go. See, you don't. Yeah, we don't do the turnips. Well, I have discovered, much to my chagrin, that this game went high dollar.
Oh, have they moved off the turnip point of currency to what now?
No, it's still on turnips. No, there used to be a way. It still exists. But it used to be you could go to one of these Nook companies, one of these groups of users who just do this for a living. They'll sell things from the game and set up what are called treasure islands and all this kind of stuff. So you can buy shit.
See, that's what I'd be taking over, like, boom. Here comes Charlie's Island, motherfuckers, coming in. Boom.
Well, that's what I did.
We're taking over. We're grabbing all the fucking turnips. Yes. Fuck you. Yes. I ain't paying for none of this shit. Taking all of it.
Well, you didn't need the turnips. That's the great thing is these treasure islands, there's a trick that you can do when you go to a treasure island and you get, long story short, you get like, negative 7,000 turnips. If you go to this guy, you go to the store, you sell them, they sell them for negative, you end up getting negative, you know, $200,000 or something. And then when you go back home to your regular island, suddenly you have $999 million.
Yeah, let's see, you know.
But that's...
That's like scamming the system. I want to take some shit over.
I want to be able to, build down. Everything.
I want kids in on the island going, oh, don't cross the warlord.
Well, I don't know. I guess you could kind of build. You know, there are There are areas like there.
Is there like an evil island? This dude's a complete asshole. Hey, here comes Bob the Billy Goat. He's gonna say hi to you. Fuck you, Bob.
There is Scorpion Island and Tarantula Island. There are two islands that if you take a.
No, I want to create my own
trip to. Oh yeah.
I want to create my own. I don't want to go to somebody else's.
Some islands in the game.
You can make certain types of rooms or certain types of. Buildings.
I want the whole fucking island.
You can put them all over the island, but you can make certain like, things that don't look like.
Coming to my island is like looking like Mordor.
Well, you can do that, man. I'm telling you what. I want you to get this fucking game just so you can go on a dream. There's this thing.
Oh, God.
Dude, there's this thing called dreaming. And if you go to a bed and lay down in it in your house, it'll ask you if you want to go to sleep. And you tell it you want to go to sleep. And it transports you to this dream creature who asks you what you want to do. And you say, I want to go visit an island. And somebody has to give you their island key, which is a number, basically. It's a 12-digit number. Yeah. So you basically, you type it in on your game. And
can you hack that shit?
What's that?
Can you hack that shit?
No.
A random 12.
You go visit their island.
Hack it like... Like, you don't have to have it. You just put random numbers in, boom, get there.
You can, yeah.
Okay, all right.
You can find all kinds.
So basically, you have a point. The guy is selling you acid.
Do what?
He's selling you acid.
What do you mean?
You want to see the monster? Like, where do you want to dream to? Here, take this blotter.
Take this
blotter. You will dream.
Like, you won't believe,
You will go to this other island.
You will go to the moon.
Yeah, drug dealers and fucking Animal Crossing.
Hell yeah.
But it's not drug dealers. They're selling you dreams.
Well, there's what's his name? Archibald?
Just like the government. They're selling you dreams.
There's a guy that sells coffee at the coffee shop. You can get jittery if you drink too much coffee. What is his
coffee
name?
/cocaine.
God, I love that game.
Can I get a bottle of coffee?
You can go to somebody's island and roam around in a dream. Which basically what it means is you can't take anything like the fruit. You can't shake the trees
for fruit. Where's the fun in that?
Well, that's why people do dreaming addresses. So I can show off my place, but you can't fuck it up. You know.
Most
islands you can't. Even if you go to somebody's island regular, most of them you can't fuck it up. Anything they put down is theirs and stays.
Where's the fun?
Well, I'll tell you what the fun is. You can dig holes and put what are they called? Jiggle
bombs?
There's like jiggle balls or giggle
jiggle
balls.
Jiggle what? Jiggle what?
Yeah. you dig these little holes, you put these things in them, and suddenly it looks like a regular floor. But when somebody, like a resident or a player, walks over that hole, they fall in it.
They fall in a bunch of spikes?
Yeah, they fall in it.
They're dead.
And they're stuck there.
Blood. Your blood. Hold on. How long are they stuck
jaws.
There?
I don't know, like a minute.
Well, that's bullshit.
You're only stuck for a minute, yeah. Doesn't last very long. It's more of an irritation thing. I like to invite people to my island and lay them down around the airport. It gets a laugh out of people usually. I'll lay them on the airport and they'll accidentally.
That's funny because like you're showing off. Here's the people that came to my island and tried to take over. Their bodies are strewn across the airport saying, you better behave your ass when you come to my airport.
Damn straight.
They're all strung up in trees, corpses and shit. All right. I don't think we can go any further down the road than we have.
No.
We're 2 hours away from golf.
We are, I guess. Yeah, we are.
So we're going to go ahead and wrap up the night. How long have we gone this show?
104, shit.
Man.
Every time we say it's going to be a short show, it ends up being a long one.
Yeah. Well, you got me on the Animal Crossing.
That's true.
And then we also had the Graham Cracker Crust.
Yeah.
Debacle. Yeah. If you want to donate to this show, you can pay by donation link. Also, leave us a review if you want to. Other than that, we are done for this week. We should be back next week. I don't have any visitors or anything else coming in down. I got to play fucking golf twice next weekend.
Oh,
Jesus. It's getting bad. My neighbor, who I really like, he's got family coming in. He wants to play golf next weekend.
Yeah.
Now, the guy we normally play with is all cool, but we have a guy with the, who dropped out for a bit who's back playing. So now we've got way too many. So I'm going to be playing golf on Saturday and playing golf on Sunday.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Then I got fucking family coming in.
Busy.
Not necessarily like immediate family, but cousins and shit.
Right.
And they want to take advantage of my golf cards. So I'm going to play fucking golf with them. Maybe like Tuesday morning, I got to work like a half day, you know, because I'm like a second half, because I got to go out and fucking play golf with them so they can get a fucking discount rate.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, fuck you all, people.
Yeah, really?
I'm playing golf like three times. I mean, you know, I'm out $120, man.
Damn.
That's why I came out on Animal Crossing.
Quick side note, just real quick side note. I was telling the guys about it last night. I found the club. I want to buy this and send it to you so bad, just so you can try it out and tell me if it's worth a shit. Have you seen these?
The Happy Gilmore one?
No. What is that?
Have you seen the Happy Gilmore putter? The Odyssey made?
No.
It looks like a hockey stick?
No, I haven't seen that. No.
The Odyssey made a putter. It looks like a hockey stick.
That's funny.
It came out for Happy Gilmore 2.
That's very
There's a whole line of golf shit that came out for Happy Gilmore 2. Wow. Oh, we got to back up.
Yes.
We're not done yet. Quick review. You've not seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Or we can wait till next week if you want to, but, you know.
Wait till next week.
Well worth watching. I'll just say, well worth watching. Check it out, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely will have seen it by next weekend.
Yeah.
I will have seen it by next weekend.
We'll give a review then.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, can you the golf club?
Oh.
Did you want to get
it? Was one send of those, me? I don't know if you've seen these before, but it's a golf club with a movable head, and it can be anything from a 4 iron to a pitching wedge.
You can send me a link to this. Wedge.
What's that?
You can send me a link to this.
I'll have to find one. I watched a video on it. I just happened to stumble across a video. It was like the world's perfect golf club or something like that. And it was, you twist the head and line it up with, you know, 9 iron, 7 iron, 5 iron, and the head shifts in angular plane. So you have every club in one club. And I'm trying to remember. I think putter is there too.
And how much is this shit?
Hold on. Wait a minute. I got to find it now.
Well, just give me a price range. So we'll tell people to fuck Animal Crossing. Get me this fucking golf club. You want to donate to something.
I want golf club. Q Golf, the world's number one all-in-one golf club. Let's see. Q Gen 2, the ultimate travel golf club. There it is. Okay, hold on. I'll send you this.
But how much is it? If it's less than $100, I'll buy when I get paid.
Let's see. Hold on. Wait a minute. Discover. Okay, wait a minute. What? Oh, shop. Wait, there it is. Shop.
I'm sure it's not legal. I'm sure it's not USGA legal.
Damn. Q Gen 2, the second generation of it is $299.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Includes complete club free shipping. There's one for kids for $179. There's an extra long grip you can buy for it. A Duralock adapter. So, yeah, it's going to be Gen 1 is $299. Gen 2 is $299. Gen 1 is apparently $249.
Yeah, fucking shit.
Yeah.
Unless you people want to buy it for me.
Yeah.
Now we'll give you a full review.
Man, look at that. That's this is actually better.
Send me the link. I'll look at it.
I sent it to you. I sent it to you on, wait, did I?
On show chat? Did.
No, I think I sent it to you on Facebook. Wait a minute. Right. Oh, no, maybe I didn't. No, maybe I didn't.
All right. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you'll... It's funky as hell. And this is actually better than the one I saw in the video.
Okay.
Because this one looks like it's made nicer. The other one was more of a weird ratchet kind of system.
Yeah,
It looked good, but it looked kind of primitive. So
See, if I had a good following in YouTube and shit like that, I'd be like, fuck yeah, here's how we're going to really test this shit out.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, I don't have any followers, so.
you could be like Sean.
Nobody's paying me to try their shit out.
Have you seen Sean's numbers lately?
Sean who?
Roberts.
No.
Dude, he's got like, wait a minute, hold on. I gotta.
No, we'll talk about this all the time. Nobody knows who the fuck Sean is.
Okay, we'll talk afterwards.
Maybe not with Sean Cassidy. Who fucking knows?
That's true. That's true.
Sean Roberts, who's that? But yeah, we'll talk about all the show.
Yeah.
But no, we're done. Donate the show if you want to. Buy me a new golf club. Buy me Animal Crossing, whatever.
Buy a man.
Buy me stuff. Don't need to give Sean anything. Fuck him. He doesn't like graham cracker crust.
There
fuck,
you go.
Weirdo.
What the hell do I?
But we'll catch you all next week. Have a good one. Leave a review if you want to. If you like the show, hey, just even if you want to just message us saying you like the show. We haven't given out the email addresses in a long time. It's shaman@apocalypseradio.com and charlie@apocalypseradio.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just shoot us a message saying you like the show or whatever. You know, just let us know you're out there. We know we got a handful of people out there we know listen regularly. Yeah. But if you're new to the show or just find it for the first time and enjoyed it, shoot us a message. Let us know what you liked. Fuck it. You know,
no,
what the fuck's going to hurt you? Really? I mean, you're sitting there, oh, I like the show. I'm not going to fucking message you. Fuck that bullshit. I just say, hey, man, hey, I enjoyed it. I laughed a little bit. I agree with you, Charlie.
That's
graham crack and crust, pretty fucking awesome. But, you know, whatever. Let us know what you think. And we'll catch you guys again, hopefully next week. We'll see. Later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable. It's...
I'll mollify it with some sound.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.